Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About watching it on ESPN Plus, it was kind of weird because it wasn't really a broadcast. It was just kind of video, random shots. They had a lot of camera angles and stuff, but it was a lot of shots of like the Pep band just playing standard Pep songs and stuff. And you know, it didn't help with the fact that you've already talked about it was obviously too long and all that. But I think the best thing about it was the madness and just where the program's at is that everybody's talking about it, good or bad, you know, wieners on the floor or not. It's everybody's talking about it, and all the area fans that of other teams have been going around with an undeserved sense of superiority for years and years. They get to hear all about the Tigers all the time, and everybody's got to listen to Memphis Tigers talk. Madness is on ESPN Plus, so all the haters better just settle in and get ready to listen to more talk about Penny's Tigers.
I appreciate you calling, Kevin. Thanks so much. And to his point, he said he watched it on ESPN Plus.
Yep.
Said there was a lot of time where you just listened to the band. And I'm not trying to pick apart the entire production, but I will say there's a lot of downtime in between.
You know, I thought the part about ESPN that was tough to watch, or about ESPN Plus, was that they didn't have the crowd noise.
Right.
And so you never heard the crowd get excited about anything. Now, when you watch, like, videos, if you weren't there, when you watch videos on Twitter or social media,
the whole thing that makes
it sounds loud.
The crowd is what makes these moments, these unbelievable moments.
Right, but like on the broadcast, you don't hear it.
James Wiseman walking downstairs to a court is nothing without the crowd freaking out as
exactly.
He does it. And my understanding is that you couldn't capture that on the ESPN Plus broadcast, which is unfortunate because it didn't allow you to capture exactly what was going on inside that building. But still, like Kevin said, we are first week of October. The season starts in a month. We are right in the heart of football season, and the Major League Baseball playoffs are going on right now. And Penny Hardaway is still creating national headlines. Not Memphis headlines. I mean, of course, Memphis headlines, but national headlines as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what he's built and because of the way he's marketing it and because of the way he's willing to put himself out there and because of the spectacles he's willing to put on. You know, not many coaches would be comfortable walking out in a hoodie, hood pulled up, all the smoke, holding his arms out spread like this is my world. I don't know that Mike Krzyzewski would ever do that. Roy Williams might do it, but it would be, you know, with tongue in cheek. It wouldn't be rooted in seriousness like let's go. And so, you know, earlier in the week, the comments to The Athletic, they get national headlines and pardon the interruption mentions. And then last night, the spectacle inside FedEx Forum, you know, people can disagree on the court, but people can't disagree that it was a wild scene, unlike a scene most other college basketball programs could even dream of producing. And so all of that, big picture, bottom line, just good stuff on top of good stuff on top of good stuff. I'll continue the conversation with Jeff Calkins next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show. The 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
MMA is back at the Fitz. Saturday, October 26th. There'll be some hurting for certain as these tough guys deliver on the river. Be there for MMA October 26th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward.
That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
About Jeremy Banks, Tennessee football player from here in Memphis, being dismissed from UT's football program earlier this afternoon, several days after a video initially surfaced, I believe at TMZ, showing him in the back of a cop car, telling a police officer where I'm from. Where he's from is Memphis, Tennessee. Where I'm from, we shoot cops. Jeremy Pruitt, the Tennessee coach, announced then that they are certainly strongly suggested we'll handle this internally. Meaning Jeremy Banks is not going to be kicked off the football team. Then he's kicked off the football team earlier today, and now we have a better understanding for the reason. There is another video of Jeremy Banks outside of a bar, and he was in an argument with a woman and reportedly told her that he would, quote, smack her. Cops were called. It was ugly. And when that video surfaced earlier today, according to TMZ, within minutes, Tennessee was working to prepare a statement to dismiss Jeremy Banks from the football team. So there's the latest with that. It might be a determining factor whether Memphis pursues enrolling what will certainly be a transfer now. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins about that. Mr. Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. Is that the same night as the other incident, or is it a wholly different incident?
It appears to be a totally different incident from a different night. Let me just read it to you so we can learn about it together.
Okay, good. This is good. This is like bedtime story time with GP.
Yeah, now keep in mind, it's from TMZ, so it's not maybe it's not the way you'd write it or I'd write it, but
This ain't Dr. Zeus here, but go ahead. Yeah.
University of Tennessee cut Jeremy Banks from the football team over allegations he threatened a female student in an incident captured on video and obtained by TMZ Sports. As we previously reported, Vols coach Jeremy Pruitt cut Banks on Friday and said it was due to new information he received about the linebacker. This just days after a prior video surfaced showing Banks berating police officers during a recent arrest. So what's the new info that pushed Pruitt to cut ties with Banks? Here's the story, .. A female UT student tells TMZ Sports, on August 24th, Banks threatened to, quote, smack her outside of a party in Knoxville after she refused to let him inside. She claims Banks had been harassing her for months. The woman claims she called 911, and while cops responded to the scene, Banks was not arrested. She says she was passed to the University of Tennessee Police Department to follow up. Days later, the woman says she was contacted by the University of Tennessee school officials who had learned about the incident from police. The woman told school officials she had video of the August 24th encounter, which also showed Banks arguing with security guards, shouting aggressive phrases at them like, quote, I've been thugging. School officials conducted an investigation. In fairness, I yelled at my kids this morning when they started not eating their breakfast properly. I said, yo, eat your breakfast. And one of them looked at me. I said, I've been thugging. So I can relate to what Jeremy Banks is going to. School officials conducted an investigation and issued a temporary no-contact order against Banks while the probe was underway, instructing him to stay away from the alleged victim. TMZ Sports had contacted the University of Tennessee Police Department about the investigation on October 3rd, and we were told, quote, let me see what I can find out. Later that day, we were told the woman was contacted by the school and told they found out Banks had violated the student code of conduct on October 4th. That's today. UTPD followed up with us and said UTPD handles reports related to violations of law. And then they announced that Jeremy Banks is no longer associated with the football team. So now we got a young man from right here in Memphis who has told cops where he's from, they shoot cops, and told a woman, allegedly, that he's going to smack her because she would not let him into a party. If you're Mike Norvell, do you even pursue this at all?
Well, let me ask you a question before this. Is it clear from that story the only new information is that it's on video, that Tennessee actually already knew about this incident?
It appears that Tennessee already knew about this incident. It appears that somebody dropped the ball somewhere, or...
Or is it just that literally it's a PR issue? They keep the dude. I'm just curious. Is it? Well, we knew he did this to the woman, or whatever, threatened the woman, and we knew he did this. The only reason we're dropping him now is because TMZ has this video and people know about it, whereas we knew about it all along. Is it really new information to them, or is the new information just that TMZ has found out about
it? It appears the new information is simply that there's a video going to be published on TMZ because, again, it says that school officials conducted an investigation and issued a temporary no-contact order against Banks while the probe was underway, instructing him to stay away from the alleged victim. Perhaps the new information, if we're being fair, is that he violated that no-contact order, and they found that out today. So maybe, if we're being fair to Tennessee, and again, I'm learning about this same time you are, but TMZ called University of Tennessee yesterday and said, we've got this video, and Tennessee said, we're going to look into it. They then called the woman, and the woman said, this guy's still been violating the no-contact order, so the new information could be it.
Right.
Yeah, the new information.
But what it does indicate, though, is that they were willing to keep him even though he had – I mean, we know Bryce Thompson is a cornerback who they recruited despite having issues before he got to Tennessee, who then had issues with a woman who subsequently recanted, which, as we know, often means very little, right? And he threatened to shoot up whatever, the whole universe, basically, or whatever. Who was he going to shoot? Like he was, and he's playing. I really do. Like, I have so little respect for a lot of football teams and what they'll put up with. Like, and what's staggering about the whole thing is that what really seems to move the needle, and maybe it's just, thank God for cell phones, what really seems to move the needle, the same thing with police brutality. What
right.
moves the needle? Video.
Right. Right. This is the
only thing. If you don't have our football players on video, then we'll just handle it internally. We're only shamed to actually do something when there's video. Otherwise, we could say, yeah, we're handling it internally. We understand he made a mistake. We release this bogus statement from him about representing the universe. Like, come on, man, seriously. So, I mean, to me, it's really a remarkable reflection on what football programs will put up with. And then you're right, though. There could be the information here could be that as they pursued this, they discovered that she not only we already knew about this previous incident,
right.
but that he continued to pester her and bother her and harass her and violated the no contact order. And given that, that's why they finally decided to cut ties.
Right. And it's not only like what football programs will put up with. It's like what football fans will rationalize. Like, you'll watch that video of a guy in the back of a cop car talking crazy to a cop and also saying, like, where I'm from, we shoot cops. And people be like, eh, you know, but maybe he's just drunk. Like, listen, I've been drunk lots of times, out in public lots of times. And, yes, I have said things I wish I wouldn't have said. And, yes, I've even had confrontations with people that I wish I wouldn't have had. And during those confrontations, I said things I wish I wouldn't have said. But I never told anybody where I'm from, we shoot cops, or I'm going to shoot up the whole place, or told a girl I'm going to smack her if she doesn't let me into this bar or this party or anything else. So, like, just chalking it up to, well, maybe they had a little bit too much to drink is a little ridiculous to me. You could have a little too much to drink, slur your words, say things you don't mean, but when it crosses into shooting cops, shooting up campuses, shooting up bars, smacking girls, that suggests you didn't just have too much to drink. Like, maybe you're just not worthy of being a scholarship athlete at a university.
Well, and that's the truth. You're bringing these guys into a campus environment, and as we saw at Baylor, you're endangering other people by doing it. And if you just, can imagine another student who had said this, people wouldn't say. I was actually looking, because when I saw that he'd been released, I was looking to see if there were any reports out there that were indicating what the new information was. So I was just scrolling around looking on the internet for that. And as I was doing it, I happened upon various Tennessee message boards. And, a very common, I'll just quote one message. I said, Tennessee is not serious about winning if they dismiss him from their football team. Hmm. That's a Tennessee Vol fan. You can't dismiss him from your football team and be serious about winning. If you're serious about winning, a guy who is saying we shoot cops is something you just have to put up with. And I don't know that that's, I hate to say this, I don't know that that's not true. I don't know what Nick Saban puts up with, but we saw his impassioned plea about second chances. I want to give kids second chance, but it's all very convenient because the stuff that they put up with in the interest of winning is the stuff that I would dare say the mighty sound of the South would not put up with in the interest of having a better band, right?
I don't think 92.9 would put up with in the interest of having a better radio show. If there was video me surfacing tonight, me in the back of a cop car saying where I'm from, we shoot cops, and then another video surfaced, and it was like me telling some woman, I'll smack you if you don't let me into this party. Would I have a job on Monday? I don't think I would have a job on Monday.
No, or let's say you were working finance at FedEx, and that came up, right? The exact same stuff. Would you have a job? No, you'd not have a job.
Right, and so, listen.
The answer is no. You don't want Mike Norvell to go recruit this person, right? No, the answer is no.
And I would actually make the answer no for totally selfish reasons if I were Mike Norvell. I'm on the verge of, first off, I've got an incredible career right now. We should never discount that. He's the head coach at Memphis. They're ranked in the top 25 of the coaches poll. He's making millions of dollars a year. Like, life is good. If it never gets better than this, life is amazing. But it could, we all know, get even better than this. And I'm on the verge of that. And I'm already sitting here undefeated into October. And the last thing I'd want to do is bring somebody on the campus who we know has talked about shooting cops, and we know has talked about smacking women. And if he has any problem on your campus, domestic violence issue, any problem, boy, it comes right back at you. And right. I don't want to deal with that if I'm Mike Norvell.
Well, this is a particularly public one. But here's the truth, is that Mike Norvell has accepted in the last 6 months a bunch of transfers from people who are getting, like, Memphis has done this. And I will tell you that I have not gone to investigate what all the circumstances of all they of everything they did, right? But a lot of these dudes were a good number. There's at least a handful of players who were kicked off other teams who are now at the University of Memphis. And have I gone back to see what they were? No. Should they be here? I don't know. Like, I'm not saying they were this bad. I literally don't know. I have not dug into them, and maybe that's a failure of duty on my part. I will say that this one, because it's so public, like, this one sort of becomes easy, right? This one is one. It's much easier to take them if there's not this much smoke, as it were, attached to it, right? It would be much harder to take. To take him just because of what we have seen. Now, it is true his high school coach is on staff, and maybe he's saying he's a really great guy and whatever else. But I think this was given the high profile nature of this one, this would be a pretty easy one to stay away from.
Yeah, and I'll just go ahead and right now, if somebody tries to argue he's a great guy, like, get out of my face. He's not a great guy. There's no getting around that. If you want to argue, he'd never actually smack a woman. Maybe. Okay.
Right.
He'd never actually shoot a cop. He's just talking. Then maybe, but, like, he's not a great guy. Great guys don't say those things, period. I will.
Well,
not...
and even worse, great guys don't. I mean, because what he said was heinous, but I don't know the circumstances. If he actually was harassing this woman, that's not just talk either. Like that is. He's not just talking shamefully. He's actually acting shamefully as well. Like it's so yeah. So yeah, you're 100% right. He's not a great guy. You cannot be a great guy. You could say he's grown up in difficult circumstances. Sure. I think we could work with him. He's not really going to do any of this. He's whatever. You could try to justify it in those ways. I guess I'll be surprised. Honestly, the only way, if you're Mike Norvell or any coach in this situation, that you take a chance on. I mean, I think. I don't know. Are you more inclined to take a chance on him if you think you're staying at Memphis or if you think you're leaving Memphis? Already on the way out. You certainly don't. If you think
you're leaving, you don't take him because you're never
exactly.
going to. You're not going to benefit from him, but you're going to take the PR hit. You'll take the PR hit when you enroll him, but you never
exactly.
actually benefit from him. That's crazy. If Mike thinks there's even a 50% chance he's coaching somewhere other than Memphis, you don't even pick up the phone.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right. Okay, I have to ask you though. I wasn't able to listen to the beginning of the show. Where did you come down on the ding-a-ling conversation? Does it look like two giant ding-a-lings on the court, and or does every basketball court, in fact, look like ding-a-lings? Like that's what the lane looks like. It looks like a ding-a-ling, right?
Yeah, but we put veins right in the middle of this thing.
Those are tiger stripes, Gary.
Those are veins.
Those are tiger stripes.
Those are veins. I've seen a ding-a-ling.
Side of those are two giant ding-a-lings.
You got a Memphis Tiger right in the middle of the court, swimming, trying to keep his tiger head above water while being attacked, double teamed, if you will, from each side by a pair of Smurf ding-a-lings. Papa Smurfs, perhaps.
Yeah.
That's the court.
Here's
when you get fouled, when you are fouled in a shooting motion. You will walk to the middle of a blue ding-a-ling and try to knock down two free throws. That's the season that's on tap.
Should they have seen the ding-a-lings?
Yes! If everybody else saw it instantly, why didn't you see it in all of these meetings? That's what's crazy to me. Like, at some point, I don't understand how at some point somebody didn't raise their hand in a meeting and say, hey, listen, I dig the court. It's different. Really like the blue. I'm gonna throw it out there. Do we care that it looks like we've got two Smurf ding-a-lings on the court? If we don't care, it's fine. But I just want to make sure everybody realizes I can't be the only one seeing it. We do have two blue ding-a-lings on our court. Are we cool with it? Because if we're cool with it, let's go. But if we're not cool with it, let's maybe get rid of the veins, or as you say, stripes.
When you saw it the first time, did you see the ding-a-lings, or did it require the whole internet to point out? Now the real problem is, as someone has said to me, they can't unsee it.
Right, like that's the problem. Like, you ever have those things where it's like
out that it's a ding-a-ling
right.
with veins, you can't unsee the ding-a-ling.
It's like one of those images where people say, hey, just keep staring at it, and then you'll see
right.
something. And you don't – maybe you don't see it for 2 minutes. You're
right.
just staring.
But once you see it, that's
all you see. And that's what this court is. Whether you saw it on your own instantly or somebody had to point it out to you, once it has become the blue ding-a-ling court, that is all you see when you look at it is a blue ding-a-ling. And I'll be honest, it's hard for me to say that I saw it instantly because there – and you know this. I was sitting right beside you. There was a
right.
picture tweeted out before the actual, like, unveiling. And I got a text message from my buddy Brad P. Shouts to Brad P. And the text message said, new court looks kind of veiny. And then I couldn't see it. I couldn't unsee it, you know? It's all I could see then. Big blue ding-a-lings.
And again,
this isn't just like a little local thing. To the extent
No, this is national. Memphis is known as having the ding-a-ling court.
Yeah, like Barstool, which is maybe like one of the biggest sports websites now,
yeah.
has an entire post about Memphis has got a court with two blue ding-a-lings on it.
Now, I was reading the comments of the Barstool post, and people are saying, for F's sake, every court looks like it is true that every court has embedded in it two ding-a-lings. Like that's what the lane looks like. But it's different when you make the ding-a-lings pop, as it were, by painting them a different color. Like, they stand out a little more. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
every court does – that shape is incorporated into every basketball court.
But they're
not painted blue with veins in every basketball
that's
court.
Exactly right. Like, I just called up Cameron Indoor because it's probably the most famous college basketball
right.
arena. And they have a traditional-looking court in the sense that the hardwood is hardwood and the lane is blue, and then the arc outside of the lane is hardwood, and there are no veins. So when you look at Cameron Indoor, like, listen, I've been looking at Cameron Indoor my entire life. I've never looked at it and say,
okay, look at it right now. Do you see ding-a-lings?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't see ding-a-lings. I just see Cameron Indoor. In a traditional court, with the painted lane and everything else wood, it does not look like a ding-a-ling. But when you put veins in it...
You have to look hard for the ding-a-ling. It's like looking for a Willis Waldo ding-a-ling in a traditional court.
Yeah.
Whereas now here, it really stands out.
It really stands out. Like, again...
You would think before they erect the thing, they would have known that there was ding-a-ling
right? You would think, because here's the other difference. I'm looking at Cameron Indoor. So the lane is blue... And then the free throw line is white, and then the little, forgive me, the tip is wood. The tip is hardwood. So you've got, it doesn't look like, the problem
with. It's not all one
color with veins.
Right.
Like, if I'm being honest, the new Tiger Courts lane. And
there's a story in the CA today about the two people who designed this, right? The pride, they're University of Memphis alums, and it's the crowning achievement of their whole career and everything else, and you're turning into a dick joke.
Listen, I got a text message from my mother last night, and she's very proud of the court because, like, one of her friends, like, you know, he was involved in it, and I'm like. It's got two ding-a-lings on it though. like, you know, like it does. Like, I'm sorry. I swear to God, I'm not here to ruin anybody's crown achievement. But it looks like a ding-a-ling, like a blue one.
All right, let's call up the picture. Can you just paint it over? Like, what can we do to fix the court?
Okay, you could do two things. You've got.
We're not here to point out mistakes. We're here for solutions.
You need to get the tip and make it wood color. Cause like if you look at your own ding-a-ling, I can't speak for Bennett's ding-a-ling.
It's different shades, but yeah, it's all the same basically. So you're saying if you just take the tip,
yeah.
and make it wood color, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I think you're better. You still got to do something about them veins. You still got to do something about them veins.
But it wouldn't look like veins if it's just a rectangular thing, because that's not ding-a-ling shape.
Like, I'm almost surprised that he just didn't go all the way through with it and down on the baseline, like, have balls. Like, why don't we just draw some balls, too, and be done with it? And the cheerleaders can you know, they sit, you know, cross-legged on the baseline, and they'll just be sitting on balls. Like, why? Let's embrace it if we're going to.
Like, where the photographers sit.
Where the photographers are.
Yeah, well, you're going to be sitting on this one, and you're going to be sitting on this one. Here.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Hey there, Mark Weber. Get down there on the left ball. That's your position. It's like, what? I mean, it really, you got to. Here's what you got to. If you really want to get rid of the ding-a-lings, you've got to make the tip wood color, and you got to get rid of those veins. That's the only way to do it.
Well, I mean, we're here to help them.
Do you predict
that they're just going to say, you people are being 14-year-old boys, stop it, and no one else sees it, and we're going to stick with it? Or do you think they're going to concede that this is a little too explicit and make the change?
I think they'll fully neuter the court. I think they'll stick with it. But I think they'd be wise, because it doesn't matter if we're 14-year-old. Like, I get it. Like, I decided to do a whole show talking about Smurf ding-a-lings. Like, I get it. It's juvenile, but I'm having a good time. But it doesn't matter if I'm the only one who sees it. Once I'm telling everybody else to look at it, then that's all anybody else sees. And now they've got a ding-a-ling problem with their court. Now, you can either just say, we don't care, or you can do something about it. Their dingling problem.
Or you can contact 4Hymns. Exactly right. You know.
Right. Here's what I would do. I would.
Oh, the jokes are endless.
I would. Right. I would make the.
If the game lasts more than 4 hours, you should absolutely consult a doctor. You know.
If Midnight Madness lasts more than 4 hours, and it might.
It felt like I was about to consult the doctor last night. I'll be honest with you.
I was about to consult the doctor. I'm like, hold on. There's two erect blue dinglings, and this thing. Like, Young Dolph ain't even come out yet, and I've been staring at these erect blue dinglings for 3 hours. Call a doctor. I saw the Roman commercial. Call a doctor. Now, here's what I would do. I would make the lane solid blue that the rest of the court is around the Tiger logo. I'd make it solid. I'd make the tip wood, and then you're done with it. This is exactly like what I said about Tubby Smith. You can either fix it now or you can continue with your problem. And they listened to me on that one. I said, you can fix this now. Here's the way to do it. Or you can just continue to have a problem. But I'd fix it if I were you. Same thing with this court. Unless you want every time you're on national television for hashtag Smurf dick to be trending, you probably need to do something about it.
Well, I don't think they will this year, pretty clearly, right?
I don't think they are. I don't think they will either.
But then by the time this year's over, people will have adjusted to the ding-a-lings.
Dude, you will never not see those ding-a-lings as long as you live and as long as you look at that court. It is all you're going to see. But hey, beyond, let's end on a nice note.
Yeah.
18,000 people on a Thursday night inside FedEx Forum for a pep rally. There are five, maybe six other schools in the country that could do that. Perhaps the court is flawed. Maybe the event lasted too long, but still, an incredible spectacle last night.
Oh, it was a great night. I mean, it was really a great night. I think there's no question about that. It's it was too long, yes, and it was whatever. But there was moments that were just fantastic. And yes, the idea. I mean, as there were 18,000 people who paid to go to that thing last night. I still, for me, one of the best moments is when the doors open to see all those people flooding in. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And then, to have all three rappers there together. Like, there, as you point out, there's just not a lot of schools that could throw that kind of a party. And it was – everything about it was excessive. There's no question. And Penny's intro was kind of like, but it was fun. And Damian Baugh is going to be good, man. That guy could jump. When you're jumping over James, there's no question he should have won the dunk contest much earlier than he did. Like, it was over. He absolutely won that dunk contest. So anyway, it was fun. Beginning to end, it was no, not the end. I take that back. The last part, Young Dolph, like, that was terrible. And his sidekick. What was his name? The Memphis
Key Glock.
Yeah, Key Glock. That was too long.
Dude,
the funniest thing
about last night.
People were like emptying out last night.
Oh, it was bad.
Like people were just bailing.
If you're Young Dolph, like you got it. Like, I'm not sure Young Dolph remembers any of it, you know. But like,
I don't think Young Dolph is terribly aware.
Yeah, he might not. He might have no recollection. But like, when you get on a microphone finally, and there were 18,000 people here a minute ago, and maybe by that time there's only 13,000. But like, by the time you get done doing whatever it is you were doing, there's like 2 grand, and they're not even. And there was only 2 grand because they're caught like trying to get up the stairs. They're like in a line waiting. Like that's a hell of a deal. The Young Dolph performance did not go over well.
No. It did not. Maybe it had been earlier, but yes, it was by then. People were all tuckered out.
People were ready to go. All right, Jeff Coggins, enjoy your weekend.
See you,
man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bennett, what do you think? Should they do something about the court? A, should they? B, will they?
Honestly, I think you make a good point about just the tip, just blend it in with the
wood, make it a wood tip.
Yeah, and I think that's seriously the solution right there.
You can just get the problem is that your lane and your tip are all the same color. Like I think any court with a lane and a tip all the same color, you're gonna run into that kind of looks like a ding-a-ling. But then you add veins to it. I mean, you might as well add balls to it at that point. I mean, you're just drawing ding-a-lings. Like, what was that Netflix show? The mockumentary American Vandal? Did you ever watch American Vandal?
I did not, no.
It was good. I think it did 2 seasons. It was good. Reviews were great. I watched it. And I think season 1 was somebody had spray-painted ding-a-lings on all the cars in the teacher's parking
lot. Interesting.
And they were trying to figure out who – it was like a crime documentary.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember hearing about
And they're
this.
Trying to figure out who spray-painted all these ding-a-lings on the car. And it would, you know, it was it's basically kind of what we're looking like with the Memphis basketball court, except those had testicles, and the Memphis basketball court right now does not have testicles. But I guess I'd say this. I would get rid of the veins, make the tip wood, and call it a night.
I'm cool with that.
But if you're going to embrace Smurf Dingling Court, draw some testicles. Go all the way with it.
That's fine.
Go all the way with it. Be back in a second.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com app for free now from the App Store. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Then listen weekdays at the top of every hour. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Get the code. Text that word we give you to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. It is that time of year where the weather is unpredictable, and given the recent storms, it's a good time to discuss insurance claims. So here's a few things you should know. Always hire a local contractor, because if you have a problem with your roof down the road, you want to be able to find him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into signing a contingency contract. They're used as sales tools, making you feel committed, and the truth is, those contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. Be careful of door-knocking salesmen. Some are reputable, but many are not. They canvass the neighborhood and tell everyone to file a claim, working the percentages and not caring if you file a claim, even when they know the likelihood of it being approved is low. Some will even damage your roof, hoping to convince the adjuster it's storm damage. That's fraud, and contractors have gone to jail for that. So do your research and know who you're hiring. Five Ash Roofing, the official roof of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what you do.
Bill had a home out in Cairo, but he wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh Heisel. Josh went to work, got 8 showings on the very first day that home was listed, and that home sold for the full asking price. How did Josh Heisel do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective. He's somebody who understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price, then Josh Heisel goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Heisel doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs, so if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Heisel, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply, new business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding me? And there are 2 new restaurants Rockers too. Bud Rockers with the world's best burgers and bizarre pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Grizz Nation, be the first to guarantee your seats to see the next generation of Grizzlies in the biggest games, the best matchups, and the best giveaways of the season, as all single-game tickets are on sale now, starting at just $10. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop at grizzlies.com today.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
It's Mattress Firm's Save Big Sale. Save up to $400. Plus, get 0% APR for 6 years, zero down, and zero due at signing. It's as easy as sign, save, sleep. And get a free adjustable base with any purchase of $699. Don't wait. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms. For new accounts, purchase APR is 29.99%. Subject to credit approval, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
As soon as I get up here, right at 6 o'clock, we're going to be switching over to Cardinals Braves. Game 2, NLDS. It's going on right now. Braves are up 1-0 in the bottom of the 7th. This after the Cardinals won Game 1 last night. Controversy involving Ronald Acuna Jr. I don't know if you guys saw that, but he hits a ball, I believe, in the 7th with the Braves 3-1 lead. It looks like it's out. He thinks it's out, but it goes off the wall. He's held to like a 335-foot single. And afterward, even though this guy is an undeniable star and the best player on that team, his teammates called him out, like one after another. Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, even the manager were all like, that is unacceptable. And if you remember, we talked about it during the season. He got in trouble for this in August, and he was benched, pulled out of a game. And I was like, do you really do that to the star? And the answer, at least from the Braves organization, was yes, if you're trying to teach a lesson so it doesn't come and happen again in the postseason. And then game one of the playoffs, it happens again. And so Ronald Acuna, even though he homered late yesterday, was sort of the goat of the Braves' loss in game one. But they are back in game two, and they just homered, a two-run homer, Braves up 3-0. Jack Flaherty had been good throughout this, but just gave up a two-run bomb. So now it's Braves 3, Cardinals nothing, bottom of the 7th, two outs. Again, we're going to switch to it just as soon as we're done with Dinner to Go. Speaking of, we'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Tunica's Horseshoe Casino proudly presents Gin Blossoms and Tonic. Gin and Tonic Tour, live in concert. Multi-platinum rockers Gin Blossoms and alt-rock chart toppers Tonic, live. The Gin and Tonic Tour. If you kid on that. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or visit horseshoetunica.com for more details. Ages 18 and up must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't want to stop before you start gambling. Problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hi there, Steve Connolly. You guys heard the buzz about affordable blinds and shutters. Chip Wiggins Company is taking the window covering business by storm here in the Mid-South. Wood and faux shutters and blinds, cordless and motorized roller shades, solar screens for homes or businesses. Check out the Facebook page for videos and pictures. The options are endless. Wholesale prices that fit any budget. Affordable Blinds of Memphis.com. For free estimates, 753-5822. Affordable Blinds of Memphis.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, this is not the type of problem you need to ignore because it's not going to go away on its own. You need to get it handled because if you don't, you're going to have a more expensive problem on your hands because if you got cracks in the bricks above your garage, what it suggests is that you got a lintel problem, which is common but still very bad. There is good news, though, and that's that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. If you catch them in time, before this becomes a bad, bad disaster, it could save you literally thousands of dollars. I understand that if you see those cracks in the bricks above your garage, your instincts might be to just ignore them. I'm that way in a lot of ways myself, but that's a dumb approach to this very specific problem because once you see cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be a matter of weeks. Might be a matter of months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse, or you can just wait, but if you wait, eventually, I promise you, you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home tonight, look above your garage and see if you see any cracks in the bricks above your garage. If you don't, that is awesome. Congratulations. But if you do, contact American Standard Foundation and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. You do that two different ways. Just go to the website, asfoundationrepair.com. Click on the lintel lift tab. Everything will be right there for you. Or you can just give them a call, old-fashioned way, 901-390-5568. That's 901-390-5568.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road in Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333. It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettinelli suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Join in on the fun with the Tennessee Lottery October Instant Games. With prizes ranging from $5,000 up to $500,000, there is something for everyone. Just stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and pick up some October Instant Games.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with 5 of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, New York hosts Minnesota, and the road team is a 5.5-point favorite. Over 60% of the spread tickets and over 70% of the money is on Mike Zimmer's team. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal lights.
Cooper Systems is over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, whether it's a high-end computer, low-end computer, middle of the road, whatever you need, just give them a call, 360-9679. That's how you get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. When they answer, tell them I said hello. And then tell them what it is you need a computer for. Because if you're, like, trying to play CSGO or some other sophisticated game, you probably need a gaming computer. That's going to cost you thousands of dollars. That's just what it costs. But if all you're doing is messing around on YouTube and stalking your ex on Facebook, you don't need to spend $1,000 on a computer. You can get one for just a few hundred dollars. And that's the great thing about Cooper Systems. They're going to have all types of computers. Big box stores don't. Cooper Systems, they're going to have all types of computers. So whatever kind of computer you need, they'll find a computer that's better suited for you. In other words, it can do everything you need it to do, but it's not going to be able to do a bunch of stuff you don't need it to do. But that's fine, because why do you need it to do things you're never going to do? If it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. That's how you save money. You do it at Cooper Systems. 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web. CooperSystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Oh, Bennett, I think we learned a lot.
Yep.
I think we learned a tremendous amount.
Big amount.
A big amount. And the main thing we learned is that Memphis had an amazing event last night. 18,000 people inside FedEx Forum. Penny Hardaway's introduction was tremendous. Future walking around, that's super cool. James Wiseman coming down them steps to a standing ovation. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The event was a little long for my liking, but for the most part, people look back on Memphis Madness fondly.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest story to come out of Memphis Madness is the unveiling of the new Memphis basketball court, because they got Smurf ding-a-lings on each side of it.
Yep.
It's basically the Memphis logo in a shade of blue that appears to be like water, could represent water.
Which I like.
I don't like that color.
I'm into it.
That's fine. We could be into different things, Bennett. Okay. We don't have to be into the same stuff. I wouldn't have used that color.
Okay.
But if you like it, that's fine. That's not the real problem.
Right.
The real problem is that color is also applied to the lanes, the tip of the lanes. Throw some veins in the lanes, and now you got two Smurf penises at each end of the court. Somebody at 92.9, it might have been you, Bennett, put up a poll.
It was not.
Around 4:45. We already got, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes, and 65% of the people responding say, yes, it does look like Memphis has two Cookie Monster ding-a-lings on each side of the Memphis logo on its new Tiger basketball court. So that means 65% of the people responding have eyes, and the other 35% of the people are blind. So special shouts to the blind people out there responding to our Twitter polls. I appreciate that. Hopefully you get your sight back at some point, because I don't know what you're looking at. Those are ding-a-lings.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 2, NLDS, Nationals, Dodgers, Dodger Stadium, LA, California. Dodgers won game 1 last night, 6-0. Walker Buehler was awesome. Tonight it's Steven Strasburg against Clayton Kershaw. That's a 3-time All-Star against an 8-time All-Star. Two studs on the mound. Dodgers -150 on the money line. Total 7.5. First pitch, 8:37. You can watch it on TBS.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC. 2-hour special starts at 8 Central. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here's my preview. I wrote it earlier. Josh Powell returned home in December 2009 with police waiting to talk to him. His wife, Susan, was missing. She hadn't shown up to work. But Josh told police he had no idea. He said he'd been camping with his two sons. He said Susan missing. That was news to him. But police, they were skeptical. There was evidence suggesting otherwise. They thought Susan might be dead. They were closing in quickly. But what Josh Powell did next, that surprised everybody. It was a real-life nightmare, one his family is still trying to make sense of. What did Josh Powell do, and why? That's tonight on Dateline.
Who we got? I'm feeling good. Who we got?
Keith Morrison, the GOAT! Keith Morrison, the GOAT! Bennett, play the Keith Morrison preview, please.
Okay.
The story of a father, his son, and the woman caught between them. And by the end of the whole ugly saga, an entire family would be lost. Why? Why that? We had an idea we could guess then. But now, nearly 10 years after it began, the long-withheld evidence is finally revealed. Private journals, written, spoken, filmed.
I'm not as good a person. I'm rather depressed, moody, irritable when I get away from things that I know are right.
Inside, private lives, hoping for redemption, but heading for hell. Inside the story of what happened to Susan Powell.
Hope everything works out and we're all happy and live happily ever after as much as that's possible.
Turns out not possible. Turns out not possible. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on a Dateline. There's actually a podcast I totally coincidentally started listening to a few weeks ago called Cold. It's called Cold. It's about this case.
Okay.
It's crazy. So anyway, tonight.
Yeah, I need to check it out.
8 o'clock Central, that's Dateline, Keith Morrison, the GOAT.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, if you're getting ready for college basketball, season's just about a month away now. My colleague at CBS Sports, Kyle Boone, did a ranking of the best point guards in college basketball for this upcoming season. No surprise, Cassius Winston is at the top. That's the Michigan State player who is most people's preseason National Player of the Year. If you want to check that out, go to CBSSports.com.
What's on tap next week?
Well, on Monday, we'll look back at a busy weekend of college football. Will Mike Norvell's Tigers improve to 5-0? Will Auburn or Florida escape the weekend undefeated? How badly is Georgia going to embarrass Tennessee? We'll also look back at the NFL. And don't forget, the Grizzlies got an exhibition game this
weekend.
That's
right. Maccabi Haifa.
Maccabi Haifa. So it'll be a first look at John Morant. We'll get into that on Monday as well. And then on Tuesday, R.J. Hampton going to be at FedEx Forum playing against the Grizz. So it should be an awesome week. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good and rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local cap dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new CAT compact equipment. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready for a big old chunk of California funk as War comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel Friday, October 18th. Oh, and bring a friend.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, get this. I'm getting free delivery on my groceries this month.
Free? How are you doing that?
Just by using code HOMEFREE on the Walmart grocery app.
That's for all your groceries? What about fresh fruit for your kids' lunches?
Free delivery.
Veggies for weeknight dinner?
A free delivery.
And that dinner party you're hosting?
Free delivery! Sorry.
Use code HOMEFREE to get free delivery all month. Walmart. Save money. Live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires October 31st.
I know you've heard about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss, or you probably know somebody that is on the team over there, and I can see very clearly why and how they're batting 1,000, because it's an easy deal over at Collierville Weight Loss. There are no pills. There's no big workout program. Dr. Keith, he's going to let you do whatever you want for exercise. Collierville Weight Loss now has new body contouring laser light programs that he uses with with his weight loss program. There's no downtime. There's no pain. Patients reduce inches fast. Every weight loss program is more than just a scale. Dr. Keith understands that, and he really loves it. It's his passion. He loves helping people avoid diabetes. He loves helping people avoid heart disease. Everybody is different, and what he knows is you don't ever want to go back to feeling tired and overweight. That is his goal out at Kyrville Weight Loss. So if you want a no-charge evaluation, right now is the time to get that. There's no crazy diets, no surgery, no pills, no exercise. Give him a call today, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get a discount on the program. That's 901-221-8964 or on the web, KyrvilleWeightLoss.com.
Grizz Nation, be the first to guarantee your seats to see the next generation of Grizzlies in the biggest games, the best matchups, and the best giveaways of the season, as all single-game tickets are on sale now, starting at just $10. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop at Grizzlies.com today.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at MemphisAutoShow.com.
Join in on the fun with the Tennessee Lottery October Instant Games. With prizes ranging from $5,000 up to $500,000, there is something for everyone. Just stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.